Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. I will be your host today. As always, I always am. I just played Elliot Smith's Needle in the Hay, and I just played that because it's kind of my song at the moment. Doesn't everyone have a song of the moment, a song that they just kind of listen to for a long time? It's like your favorite. I don't know how to explain it, but I really like this song right now, and so I decided to play it. And I actually wanted to program a different kind of show for today. At first, I thought to myself, maybe I should do an alt-folky type program, an acoustic show today. I'd play some Elliot Smith. I'd want to play some M. Ward and some My Morning Jacket, except I didn't really have time to plan such a show. And then I thought maybe I should hip the hop today, because I kind of felt like playing the new Jurassic 5 Cadence Weapon, and also I wanted to play the new DJ Shadow, which I quite like a lot. But again, I was feeling kind of lazy and I didn't have the time. It would take a bit more effort for me to program a different type of show like that. So maybe next time, maybe never. I don't want to make any promises. So I have what you've come to expect from me lined up for you today. I have some punk rock. I have a tad bit of metal. We'll see about that. I have some hardcore to play as well for you. I haven't listened to all of the CDs yet, but I can promise you that the show will be amazing nonetheless. Yes, of course. As always, you can check out my playlists online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I will update that later today, and you can check out my playlist, see what I played, if you missed, you know, what I said, or whatnot. You can always give me a call here in the studio as well at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Place a request. I also might give away some tickets today if I'm feeling awesome. Sure, why not? But I wanted to start off today's show with the CD I just pulled off of CITR's playlist. This band is called Helvis. And I really don't need to say much about this band. Helvis, the CD is called Live. That's all I'm going to tell you, because I'm sure you'll be able to figure this out yourself.
Podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. That was a little PSA for the podcasting that is happening here at CITR. If you're unaware right now, you can always... I totally lost it. I'm sorry. It's one of those days. If you ever miss a show on CITR, you can now download it on the World Wide Web at www.citr.ca, or you can even subscribe to shows through iTunes, which is pretty effing cool. So, because I know a lot of you people are busy with, you know, jobs and school. Ugh. And so you may miss one of your favorite shows on CITR, but now you don't have to anymore because you can download them after the shows happen. Just go to CITR.ca for all the details, and you people are smart. I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out. I just played the Bad Amps. That was some brand new Bad Amps for you. That was a song called Milkshake Murder, and that song is actually going to be a B-side on their forthcoming 7-inch. It's a single for, what's the song called? Two-Face. Yes, perhaps I'll play that for you next week, but the Bad Amps will be disbanding soon enough, and they will be playing their final show sometime soon. There isn't a date set for that yet, but once I find out, I'll be sure to tell you guys ASAP. What did I play before that? And before the Bad Amps, I played Helvis off of the album Live. That song was a cover of Burnin' Love. I quite like that song. I don't quite know how I feel about this band yet. I just stumbled upon them, and I quite appreciate the original Elvis versions, but on the other hand, I do appreciate cover bands and humor, but I don't think I've come to a full appreciation of Helvis yet, but it's still quite entertaining nonetheless. What did I have? None of you. The band that I have coming up next is Chicks Dig It. It's been a long time since I've played this band, and I don't know why, because I really like this album. They're on Fat Records, a Canadian band on Fat Records, not a lot of them. And they have an album out called Pink Razors, and this is a song that I quite heart a bit. A song called Coo Stark on CITR. Yeah.
Bye. Warren.
I need to get myself hooked up with the Guitar Hero. right now, Sean.
I don't have a mic, but awesome.
Yeah, I'll give there.
I have a mic now?
Yes.
Yeah, Guitar Hero is possibly the coolest invention ever.
And it only came out for PlayStation, and I only buy Nintendo consoles, and so I totally get shafted that way.
Yeah, the new Guitar Hero comes out on November 7th, and it should be pretty awesome. I'm very stoked.
Danzig.
The Sword. There's a bunch of other really awesome bands. Oh, there's a Avenged Sevenfold song.
Oh.
And not so good,
yeah,
but...
whatever. To each their own.
Oh, War Pigs by Black Sabbath. That's on there. YYZ by Rush.
Rush.
And you can play his bass, too, on the game now. So
really?
It's pretty amazing.
That's pretty sweet. Actually, I think Canada's getting shafted for PS3s. Did you know for North America they only made 400,000 for all of North America?
Yeah, but they're $600, aren't they, US?
Yeah, like $600 US.
Yeah, so it's going to be like $750 Canadian.
But you see, like, Sony's a pretty big company, and I'm sure if they're confident that they can sell PS3s at that price, that, you know, people will buy it. I'm sure they know what they're doing, you know?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It seems like it's a really awesome system, and there's tons of, like, you can play Blu-ray movies and everything on it, but... I don't know. That's a lot of coin.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to spend that sort of money on a video game system.
People are going to go nuts. People will buy it.
Oh, I'm sure they'll buy it, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Nintendo Wii. That's where it's
at. That's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to, like, chopping guys up with that sword game and, like, playing bowling.
I'm just going to end up throwing the controller at people.
Probably.
Yeah.
That should be pretty cool.
Just accidentally.
Really?
Probably, yeah. Because I'm a klutz that way.
Really? Yeah, and I'm hoping they release some, like, adult games, because that controller really offers some possibilities.
No, we're not going there.
I know, I'm just saying.
We're not going there.
It offers some interesting possibilities.
Okay, end of discussion. I just played Norma Jean.
Off their new CD, Redeemer.
Yeah, what was that song called?
Spark versus a Great Forest, or Small Spark versus a Great Forest.
Yeah, not exactly what I expected from Norma Jean, but still... pretty techie, pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. They're coming, what, November 9th?
November 10th.
10th.
At the Equation Cultural Center for the Radio Rebellion Tour. They're coming with Fear Before the March of Flames, Between the Buried and Me, Misery Signals, and, like, a crapload of other bands. And my only complaint about that show is that it starts at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Well, that's brutal. But it's not on a Friday. So it's a good way to start your weekend.
Oh, I guess so. Fair enough. Except I work Saturday mornings, too, so...
Mm. Well, the world doesn't revolve around you, Mary.
Well, it should.
I know. I keep telling God that, but he doesn't listen.
Doesn't reply to any of my phone calls.
That's what you got to email him. I'll give him your email. It's god@god.com.
Okay.
Send it.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
Before Norma Jean, I played Rum Runner, their local band, off of Guns at Serrano's. That song was called So Long Outsider. Prior to that, the St. Catharines off of Dancing for Decadence. The song was called The Shape of Drunks to Come. Before that, the Clorox Girls off of This Dimension. The song was called Can't Stand My Face. I played Randy before that off of Randy the Band. I like that album. I don't know why I don't play it more often on my show. I'm so sorry. That song was called Red Banner Rockers. And I started off that set with Chicks Dig It off of Pink Razors. That song was called Coup Stark.
Oh, best band ever. Calgary Punk Rock.
Woo! Best band. I wouldn't go so far.
Ever. I like Chicks Dig It.
Yeah. So. Of course you do, Sean.
I know.
Shows that are coming up in the near future. We just told you about the Radio Rebellion Tour. Other shows are going on. You can check out The Real Mackenzies. They're playing with Raised by Wolves and Lost Furios. That is happening November 2nd at the Red Room or the Lamplighter. I've heard conflicting information for that show. So maybe I should do some more research before I actually talk about it on my radio show. But whatever. The damage has been done.
It's college radio.
Yeah. Who's listening? Like my mom. Like, no one's
your mom doesn't listen to your show.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad. The Islands are coming to UBC. They're playing at the Sub Ballroom November 4th. Gwar is coming back to Vancouver.
Gwar.
Like, their shows are always really expensive, but they're always really worth it.
Well, the thing about Gwar is that you don't need to buy merchandise, because you just bring a white t-shirt and you get splattered with whatever goo they throw at
you're
crowd.
Paying for the blood.
Yeah, you're paying for the fake blood and also the cleanup at the end of the night.
And last time it wasn't just blood. They shot other bodily fluids.
Oh, they did. Did you see them at the Sounds of the Underground show?
No, but that's when he chopped off the guy's appendage, right?
Don't they always chop off somebody?
Yeah, he chopped always... off the guy's private, and then it squirted blood, and then it was
and
really...
And other things.
I expected to squirt blood.
I guess so.
I don't normally. Yeah, it's a pretty intense show.
It is. It's like especially if you've never seen them before and you don't know exactly what to expect.
Well, you don't go to a GWAR show not knowing what to expect.
I don't know. There were after I saw them during the Sounds of the Underground show, there were a lot of girls in the washroom going like, "Oh my God, it doesn't come off." Like, they were washing. They're washing.
If I had
their
a dime every time I heard that.
Oh, Sean. Yeah.
This is why you don't turn on the mic.
Yeah, GWAR, they're playing November 9th at the Commodore Ballroom. I feel so sorry for the person that has to clean up that mess afterwards.
Well, the Commodore is a nice venue. That's going to be expensive.
They always play at the Commodore
they
when they come here.
Really?
Everything's covered.
Wow. But someone thinks ahead of time. Good for them. Blind Guardian are coming to Vancouver with Leaves Eyes. That's happening at the Commodore Ballroom November 14th. The same night, you can check out Sparta, who are half of, what are they called? At the Drive-In.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
And who's the other
the
half?
Mars Volta.
Yeah, Mars Volta.
Yeah, I don't quite like Sparta or the Mars Volta. I would have preferred that they stuck together as At the Drive-In.
Yeah, but Sparta's, their first album was good.
They didn't want to sell out, man. They were getting too popular.
I don't know if that was it. But you can tell that the hair and the weirdness went to go form the Mars Volta.
Yes.
And then, I don't know, I'm not really a big fan of either of them. But Sparta just came out with a brand new album, I think, this past Tuesday, so that's why they're on tour. The Hidden Cameras are coming to Vancouver December 3rd. They're playing at Richards on Richards. And then middle of December, we have And You'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead coming back with the Blood Brothers and also Celebration. This is happening December 10th at the Croatian Cultural Center. And You'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead do have a new album coming out the beginning of November. I don't remember what it's called.
I don't either.
But it's probably going to be good. I quite like them.
It should be good. Joan Jett's also coming. That was announced yesterday, I believe.
What? She's coming to Vancouver?
She's coming. Or? She's playing at the River Rock. Apparently tickets are like somewhere between $50 and $75.
Oh, gross.
So if you want to go play and see Joan Jett at the River Rock, I think it's at the end of December.
So
tickets go on sale today.
So you can afford it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I can't afford that.
She's selling out. I guess she needs to make Medicare payments or something.
What was I going to say? Yeah, but the Blood Brothers also have a new album that just came out. It's called Young Machetes, and we don't actually have it here at CITR. So, yeah, I can't play it for you then. But I will play right before they released Young Machetes. They did release an EP, which I will play for you now. And I'm actually ending my show early because Robin has... What, do you have an interview? That
Ralph Steadman.
He has a super long interview.
The man who did all the artwork for Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Very nice.
And it's going to be super long because it's super awesome.
I couldn't shut him up.
You can. Oh, okay. Just because you couldn't shut him up. But this will be the last song that I'm playing on my show today. This is the Blood Brothers off of the, what is this called? Love Rhymes EP. This is the title track, but it's a live version. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much to everyone that listened and phoned in today. Sorry about ending early, but you know what? It's going to be just as good.
But you're almost as good as that.
No, don't run yourself.
Well, Marielle, I think you need to tell everybody you got free swag out of it too. So
how did I get?
Well, you got
no. Okay, I'm done now. Robin and the Inksteads are up next.
Can't call. And when they put you out, Now